Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Will begin Lamed Beis Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. We were discussing previously that one must not interrupt his tefillah, even a melech shel b'shloima. We more qualified that statement in the Mishnah by saying that's only a melech Yisrael, but a melech hayut kachavim, he should be paisik because of sakana. Tana Rabbanan minds bechosin echachan misbal v'derech. There was a mitzvah with a chosin who was davening while he was traveling on the road of Basar Echav and Asam L'Shalom. A certain minister came and gave him shalom. V'layetzer l'shalom. He didn't return the shalom. He was davening. Him to loyachasim tfilosai. So the sar waited until he finishes davening. Lachasim tfilosai. Malay reka. You empty person. You fool. V'haloi kosim b'zay raskam. Raki yisham l'cho v'shmur nashlcho. Guard, you have to protect yourself. V'ksi v'nishmaratam ma'od l'nafshi seichem. Kishan asad l'cho shalom. Olam alo yachzart ali shalom. Why didn't you return the shalom? Im ha'yisi chaytev roshul b'sayv mi'ayit ha'vei asdim l'cho mi'odin. Nobody would take me to task if I would have killed you. Amar Lei, he said, Hamten li ad shafayisech b'dvorim. Give me an opportunity to respond and appease you. Amar Lei, ilu ha'yisi ha'im l'fnei melech v'asavada. Ilu ha'yisi ha'im l'fnei melech v'asavada. If you were standing before a king, a human king, ubo chavercha, and your friend came, v'nasol chashol, and your friend came and said, give you shalom, ha'yisi ma'asar lo'i, would you have responded to your friend? Amar Lei, love? No, I would not. V'im ha'yisi ma'asar lo'i, ma'yu ha'yisi l'chen. If you did, talk to the king. If you would have turned to your friend to say shalom, what would they do? Amar Lei, Yochaitam Mizraish B'saif. They would have killed me. Amar Lei, V'alai Dvarim Kal V'chaymer. It's a Kal V'chaymer. Ma Ata Shayisayim Lufni Melech Basav Adam Shayim Kanam Ha'cha B'kevah Kal. You, this is how you would act in front of a human king who's here today, gone tomorrow. Ani Shayisayim Lufni Melech Malachim Malachim Ha'cha Shmarach Shu Chai V'kayim Alad Olam Me'alam Alachas Kam V'kam. I'm standing before him, down. I'm standing before the Rabbi Shalom, who's eternal. So certainly, I should not respond to you and say shalom. So this maisa is a steer to what we just said, a contradiction to what we said before. Because over here we said that by melech kachavim you should interrupt the sakona. And here we bring this maisa to chosid, he did not interrupt his davening. The slach says it was apparent to the chosid that this was a person of refined character. He was the one who initiated the shalom. He went to greet this person. So he assessed the situation. He shuts them up as a person that was Baal Midas Tavis, and he would be able to appease him. So the Mishnah says, even as a snake that's around, wrapped around his heel, his foot, he should not interrupt the Shema Nesher. That's only by a snake. Aval Akra, by snake. But if it's an akrav, a scorpion, he stops. So an akrav is considered more dangerous, scorpion more dangerous than a snake. If a person fell into a lion's den, a pit, ain made in a law shemes, you cannot testify that he died to enable his wife to marry someone else. But if it's a pit full of snakes and scorpions, mira lav shemes, and you see over here that even snakes are considered to be that level sakana. More answer, shiny hosam, dagav isa maski. That's only because he fell on them, and because of the falling and the pressure, then they anger them, and then the snake would bite. But if he's passive and the snake is wrapped around and it's not considered a sakana, the snake won't bite. Under those circumstances. If he's agitated, he will, but otherwise he won't. Amar Yitzchak, Rosh Varm, if he sees an ox, Paisek, he does. That's considered to be a sakana. The Taner Vaisha, Marchikim Mishuratam, Chamishim Ami, you have to distance yourself from a Shuratam who is not gored three times. 50 amas you have to keep away. It's still considered dangerous. Mishor Muad, Himalayinav, keep as far as I can see from Mishor Muad, who has already gored three times. Tanush Meda Ramir, Reish Tura Bede Kula, Salik Laga, Vashari Darga Metusach. If the shore is in a feeding basket, the shore is preoccupied with its eating, go in and climb up onto the roof and throw away the ladder so that the shore can't come after you. So you see, it's considered to be a sakana. Amr Shmuel, Hani Mila Bishor, Shachar, but it's qualified. That's only with a black shore. and the days of Nisan. Ibnei Shesot Merakala Ben Karnav, time of Nisan. So at that time, the Sultan literally is dancing in between its horns. That's when that season is when it gets in a wilder nature and it's considered more dangerous. So there was an orud. This is not the orud, which is sometimes an orud is called a donkey, a type of wild donkey. This is a type of a snake, a cross between a snake and a toad. So he was mazik the brias, it caused harm to the people. They informed Rechid ben Daisa about this hezek, about the sakana. Amr lehem herul yeschayr, show me where its hole is. Hero yeschayr, nosan akval piachor. He stepped on, he put his foot over it. Yosav an ashcha, and then the ark came and bit him. Umay, so his ark. And Rechid ben Daisa was spared. The ark died. Not lock safely, he took it on his shoulder. They built the base of Medish. He brought it to the base of Medish. Amal hem ru'u bonai, ain't arid memis. The arid, it doesn't kill. Ela ha'ched memis. It's a ched. It's the reason why these animals or the snakes and etc. can harm people is because of avarice. If people don't have avarice, they won't harm them. Ba'is shal amar oiloi lo'anim shepagavar. People said a common saying that people had was oi to a person that encounters an orit because it's dangerous. But oi for the orit that encounters Chanina ben Daisa. Let's see the Mishnah Maskir verse Gisham of Tchias Amesim. We mentioned Mashi Baruch and Mayri Geshem Shimon Esrei and the Broch of Tchias Amesim. And when we ask for rain, we say it in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, bracha aleinu. V'havdolah, not say Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say Atochanatana, havdolah, b'chayinu nadas. Rav Kiv Aymer, Aymer, bracha revis, b'nei hasma. He says, no, it's not incorporated in chayinu nadas. It's a separate bracha on its own. Rav Elazar Aymer, b'chayidot. He also agrees that it's a separate bracha, but not in bracha revis. It's Aymer, b'chayidot. It's not a separate bracha, it's incorporated in Hoidah. Maskir and Gruz Geshami, my time, why do we say it over there in Tchias HaMesim? Why do we say it in my time? I'm Rav Yosef Yitach Sheshkula, but Tchias HaMesim, Lefich HaKavu Tchias HaMesim. The brains, this is what sustains the world. So it's Shkula, Tchias HaMesim. It's like resurrecting the mace because it gives life, so therefore it's in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Ushelo b'Berachos Hashanim my time. Why do we say the Shelo b'Berachos Hashanim Amar Rav Yosef Yitach Shi Parnasa? That's the bracha Baruch Aleinu as Hashanah is a bracha Parnasa, and we ask for rains, we make the request in the bracha Parnasa. L'vicha kavu b'Berachos Parnasa. Avdala b'Chayinu Nadas my time. And why do we say it in Chayinu Nadas Amar Rav Yosef Yitach Shi Chachma kavu b'Berachos Chachma? It's chachma, you have to be mavdol to differentiate what is kodesh, what is chol. It's put into the bracha of chachma. Rabbanan Ami Tech Shi Chol Levichaku Bebrechas Chol. It's chol. We're being mavdol in kodesh of chol. Ata Chaynein is the first bracha. Is the first bracha of chol. That's on the first bracha that's not mentioned on Shabbos, it's mentioned on Chol, so we put that in the bracha of Chol. Amar Ravami Gedoyla Deish Nidum Mitchilas Bracha Shul Chol. We're talking about the bracha of Atah Chayin, it's a bracha of Deya, it's how great it is, understanding, wisdom, that it's the first bracha that we mention in the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Amar Ravami Gedoyla Deish Nidum Ben Shtei Oisias Shenemar Ki Keil Deyos Hashem. So the kale is an ois Hashem, and deyas wisdom is between those two oises. Also, a person that does not have understanding, it's also to have mercy on him. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have rachamim on him. Amr of Allah's Gadol Mikdash and also Ben Beis Oisis. The Beis of Mikdash is great. It's put between two Oisis. Shenema, Alt Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. So between Mikdash is between Hashem on two sides. Amr of Allah's Gadol Adam Shiesh Vaidea Kilonid, the Beis of Mikdash Biyam. A person who has understanding, who has wisdom, it's like the Beis of Mikdash was built in his times. Dea Nitha Ben Shtei Oisis, Mikdash Nitha Ben Shtei Oisis. So having Deya Beis HaMikdash is Hashemos HaShechina. That brings us to a different level of comprehension and understanding. If a person has Deya, it's like the Beis HaMikdash is built, because that Hashpah, that influence of wisdom that we attained in the Beis HaMikdash, a person has attained that through other means, through learning Torah, etc. It's like the Beis HaMikdash is built, that Hashpah of wisdom. What are you saying? Because it's great, because it's between the two oases of Hashem. Should we say the same thing about revenge? Shenem Rakel Nekamas Hashem. Amar Le'im, yes, he said, Remilsa Migadoilahi. Where it's needed, it is like it's great. Why does it stay in the comma is what is mentioned over Achsla Taiva, Achsla Ra? The Taiva Dachsi, Hoifa Mahar Par. The Ra Dachsi, Kel Nakamas Hashem, Kel Nakamas Seifia. So Kel Nakamas Hashem, Kel Nakamas Seifia, there's two expressions. One is for Taiva, one is Ra. One is L'Taiva for the Goyim that did not accept the Torah, then they have their reward, they have their punishment rather. The for the others, the Ra, that for Chatoim, Rachman al-Islam, for the Chatoim that we do. Rabbi Kiva, I remember Bracha Revi'is. Rabbi Kiva says that Havdola is a Bracha Revi'is. Amr Lev Sham Bar Abba L'Rav Yechen Mikdei Anshekenet Zekdela Tekno Lam Yisrael Brachos Tzilos Kedush Zavdolos. All this was established by Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and Nifzei Hechan Tikkun. Well, what's the machlokes over here in the Mishnah? Is it incorporated in that Chayin? Rabbi Kiva says it's a bracha, Revi'is Mifnei Atzmai. It's its own bracha, or is it an idol? It's always established, all the tefillahs and kedushas were established by Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Well, how did they, what was the takana? Omer Lei B'tchila Kavu B'tfilah. Initially, Ata Chayin Tonu Havdalah, they established it in Tefillah. When people became wealthier, they now had the means to afford, they were able to afford making Havdalah on a Kais. It was more readily available, so they instituted it should be Ala Kais. The Chashivas for Havdalah, they made it an Ala Kais. And but when they got poor later on, they then said, okay, it's too difficult for the people to make it all a kais. They made it back and reinstated Havdalah being incorporated in tefillah. V'heim amru ha-mavdol b'tefillah tzorach she-yavdol l'kais. And they said that one who's mavdol b'tefillah has to be also be mavdol ala kais. When we see, though, that there was a progression, and it was over time, things changed. So therefore, it got forgotten, and exactly how it was in tefillah, because it initially was in tefillah, it went to a kais, then it went back to tefillah, and as we'll see, different opinions later in the Gemara, and then it went back to kais, went both tefillah and kais, or tefillah and not kais. But the way we have it now is according to the Braisa, like the Heim Omru, that we have to do both. But there was a progression. So there was a time when it was not mentioned in Tefillah. And it got forgotten exactly in Tefillah, how was it mentioned. That's why we have the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Initially, it was established in Shemana Esra. Hey, Shiro, they became aware of the Kabbalah Kais, Chazar Vahen of Kabbalah Til, the Hemar, Mabdul Til, Sarachi Abdullah Kais, Sit Manami, Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael, Damrit Harvayu, Hamabdul Til, Sarachi Abdullah Kais. If he's a Mabdul Til, even though he's Mabdul Til, he also has to make Abdullah Kais. I'm a Rabbi Mason, Ashmaitza, Tah, Lo Yiskri, Gibus, Kashami, Trisam Mason. So he asks the Kasha, it says, a person made a mistake, and he forgot to mention Mashav Haruah, Hamori, to get him to Trisam Mason. You forgot to ask St. Almatan Birkhul Shun, Mach Zirnois, he has to repeat the Shemana Esra. But if you forgot, Atachainatan and Shemana Esra, Chainatas, Ain Mach Zirnois, he does not have to repeat the Shemana Esra, because he could say it, Alakois. So it implies over here that he doesn't have to, right? If he said it in Shemana Esra, it implies that he doesn't have to say it in Kais. If he forgot, then he could say it a kais, which is not like we just said before, that you must do both. Moran says, Leitem Mipnesha Yochala Imra Lakais Alumnei Mipnesha Imra Lakais, because he does say that, not because he could, because he has to, he will. So therefore, he does not repeat the Shemana Esrei, because in any event, he's going to make Havdalah Lakais. Idma Nami Amar Rabin Yom Bar Yavuz Shalom Yitzhak Rabbi Yochanan Sin of Army Lab of Shemin Yakov Dimin Sar Esrei Rabbi Yochanan Manashim is Vanar Shalom is Hamabu Vitzila Sarak Shiavdal Alakais Oiloi Farmer Late Sarak Shiavdal Lakais. So this is the opinion, and this is what we pass in Lahalocha. We make Havdola in Shemana Esrei. We also make it Alakais, but it's through God. To make it in Shemana Esrei, he does not repeat the Shemana Esrei, because in any event, he will say it Alakais. If he's Mavdol Alakais, if for some reason he made Havdola before davening Mar, before davening Shemana Esrei, so he already made Havdola, does he now have to make Abdullah? Does he have to say Atachayna Tano in Shemana Esrei? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kalvachaymer Mitzvila. It's a Kalvachaymer from Tzvila and Kandami. Matzvila Dika Takonte. The Ika, the initial Takona, was to make Abdullah in Shemana Esrei. So that's an Ika Takoni Amar Mavdul Betzvila. Sarapshi Abdullah Kais. Nevertheless, he also has to make Abdullah Alakais. Abdullah Kais. Abdika Takonte. Lakolshkein. Certainly, even though he made Abdullah Kais, that's not the initial and main Takona. Certainly, he would also have to make it in Shemana Esrei. Tani Rav Acharicha Kamet the Rav Chinina Hamavdal Betfila Meshubach Yose Mimi Sheyavdal Kais. If a person makes a Havdalah Tfila, it's more praiseworthy. I mean, it's more important than Havdalah Kais. Imzal Bezu Bezu Yenuchel Brachos Al Roisha. But if he did both, then he should be gebenched. He shouldn't have brachos. It's a gevakasha. Amra the Havdalah Tfila Meshubach Yose Mimi Sheyavdalah Kais. It's mashma that this is more praiseworthy. Amal tefila luchudo sagi, which is implies that tefila alone would be enough. This is if he does this, if he does betfila, it's more praiseworthy than doing alakais. It's mashma that alone would be sufficient. Then he says if he does both, he's gebenched. How could that be? If the cave under Navik Levahada, once he's Yoitza already, if you're telling me that he's Yoitza already with the Shemana Esrei, so if the Vahavla Brach Shena Tzricha, if you're already Yoitza, then how can he make another Brach? It's a Brach Shena Tzricha, Vam Rabbi, Tame Rishlach, Ram Lav Yachan, Rishlach Dam Tavayu, Kolomavarach, Brach Shena Tzricha, Ivam Mishum, Lysisa. He can make a Brach that's not needed. It's Yahya Lysisa. He says, if he made Abdullah here and not there, he made Shemana Esrei and not Alakais, then he's gebenched. So this opinion is not like we learned before, that he really should do both. It's not the way we ask in La Halacha.